In the very heart of Tokyo, nestled in the shadows of soaring skyscrapers, there is a place that holds its ground with a quiet, unshakable presence. This is a sacred sanctuary that for 1400 years has cradled the prayers and wishes of countless souls. Though surrounded by the vibrant hum of the metropolis, to step through its gates is to enter another world entirely. This is Sensoji Temple, inviting you on a journey beyond time and space. The story of this land begins long ago, in the distant Asuka period. It was the year 628 AD, during the reign of the Empress Suiko. Two brothers, the fishermen Hinokuma Hamanari and Takenari, were casting their nets in the Sumidagawa River when they pulled up a small, wondrous statue. No matter how many times they tried to return it to the water, it always came back to them in their net. Sensing a divine mystery, the brothers sought the wisdom of a learned village leader, Haji no Manakachi. He recognized the statue as the sacred Bodhisattva Kanon, the goddess of mercy. It is said that he then converted his own home into a temple to enshrine her, and this was the dawn of Sensoji. The temple was given the mountain name Kinryu-zan, or Golden Dragon Mountain, inspired by its discovery in the river, and soon this place flourished as a beloved center of Kanon worship. Centuries later, during the Great Edo period, Sensoji Temple earned the deep devotion of the shogun Tokugawa Ieyasu. He designated it as a spiritual guardian to protect his Edo castle from the northeast, a direction considered unlucky. For the common people, it became the vibrant heart of their faith and daily life. The temple's approach, the Nakamise Gori, became a bustling market street, its lanes filled with the cheerful energy of pilgrims and vendors. The magnificent giant lantern of the Kaminarimon, the Thunder Gate, and the majestic five-storied pagoda, these were surely a spiritual anchor for the people of old Edo, a constant source of comfort and awe. But the long history of Sensoji was not always one of peace. It was struck by devastating fires time and again. It endured the earth-shattering tremors of the Great Kanto earthquake in 1923, and later, the inferno of the Great Tokyo Air Raid in 1945, which reduced nearly the entire complex to ashes. The main hall and the beautiful pagoda became little more than rubble, a heart-wrenching sight of utter ruin. Yet through it all, the people never lost hope. They vowed to keep the flame of their faith alive and to rise once more from the scorched earth. In the years of reconstruction that followed the war, Sensoji was brought back to life through the miraculous and dedicated efforts of the people. The Kaminarimon Gate was rebuilt in 1958, followed by the main hall and the five-storied pagoda. Rising from the ashes like a phoenix, the reborn Sensoji speaks to us. It tells us that no hardship is insurmountable. It reminds us that a light of hope will always, always shine through. Today, Sensoji Temple welcomes over 30 million people a year from across Japan and around the world, standing as one of Tokyo's most cherished landmarks. As you pass through the Kaminarimon Gate and walk along the lively Nakamise Dori, you can feel it, a unique atmosphere where history, tradition, and the vibrant pulse of modern life merge into one. Before the image of Kanon in the main hall, people from all walks of life press their hands together in prayer. Their figures echo the countless pilgrims who have stood here before, a reflection of the unchanging human heart and its eternal search for peace. This is more than just a famous tourist destination. It is a living testament to the power of the human spirit to overcome adversity and carry hope into the future. The story of Sensoji teaches us of our own strength and of the profound grace of faith. What did feel in this place. Now, why don't you weave your own story in this very spot?